The holidays mean lots of parties, and that means lots of food. In commentator Laura Lorson's family, Christmas means one particular kind of food. She says it's possibly the only Christmas treat that no one ever asks for.
If your family is like mine, and it probably is rather more than you would want to admit, holidays are a culinary minefield. Somebody's well-meaning sister-in-law shows up with horrifying spritz cookies that could chip a tooth. There's always some kind of weird dip involved at holiday gatherings that the hostess is always trying to eat more of so its donor doesn't feel bad. At my house, the winner and still champion of freaky holiday food always was, unfortunately, a dish invariably prepared by my own mother. It involved the mind-bendingly inexplicable combination of cream cheese, whipping cream, mayonnaise, and mini marshmallows. Oh, and canned pineapple. Oh, and those livid red and green candied cherries, because this dish is for Christmas, don't you know? Okay, so you mix all this stuff together and you freeze it, and it's, well, words don't adequately describe it. It's frozen. It's made of things that were never designed to be consumed together. Its texture is unspeakable. And somehow my mother reached the conclusion that we all really enjoyed it. Hence the annual unending nightmare of the frozen thing. The frozen thing is served for dessert. Its presentation involves the careful arrangement of the piece of thing hacked out of the lasagna pan you froze it in, lovingly placed atop a piece of iceberg lettuce. And you can then cut into it with a fork if you can stop the whole mass from skidding around on the plate. You can then feed it to the dog when no one's looking, unless your dog happens to have gotten wise and runs away, whimpering. I decided the time had finally come to take some action. I took a deep breath as my mother brought plates of the frozen thing to the table. "Mom," I said, "I don't believe I care for any of that tonight. I'm stuffed." She looked stricken. "But I made it especially for you. You're the one who likes it most of all." I was speechless. No, I think maybe you have me confused with another one of your daughters." She turned on my sisters, who glared at me. "Not me, not me. Neither of us ever liked the frozen thing. I thought Dad's the one who liked it."
"Not me," he said. "I figured your mom was the one who liked it."
My mom looked absolutely thunderstruck.
"Well, my goodness, no, I can't stand this junk. I hate the texture."
Dad said, "Do you mean to tell me we've all been eating this stuff that no one likes for years because nobody wanted to say anything about how awful it is?"
My mother and sisters and I all answered in unison,
"Well, that wouldn't be very polite."
And we all burst out laughing and went out for donuts for dessert. So, gone but not forgotten. Rest well in peace, frozen thing. Write me if you want the recipe just to mess with your relatives at Christmas dinner. It's definitely a conversation stopper, and it might become your very own passive-aggressive Christmas tradition. Happy holidays, y'all.
By popular demand, Laura Lorson did not take the frozen thing to the Kansas Public Radio potluck this year. She's the local host of All Things Considered there. But if you're brave, you can find the recipe for the frozen thing at our website, npr.org.